It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale City. And as always, there's a couple of great events that are getting ready to happen over there in Castledale City. Lots of fun happening. And then we're also got to talk about water. It's one of those things that should be in the forefront of everyone's minds. And we'll talk kind of about how the water situation is looking and shaping up for this spring and summer. Mayor Van Wagner, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
Let's dive right in then, and let's talk about, first, how are things going in Castledale City?
Moving forward and having lots of fun and trying to include as many in the area, not just Castledale, as possibly can, and just have that community feel.
And it is. It's a great thing. You guys do so many different events throughout the whole spring and summer, really throughout the year. But it's your spring and summer events that you like to kind of extend that invitation to everybody in Carbon and Emery counties. Anybody that's listening that would like to come and kind of explore, because that's the great thing, is it's an opportunity for people to come and see what's going on in Castledale.
Absolutely. It's our chance to show off, and it's our chance to just make new friends.
So let's start right out of the gate. You've got a couple of fun events, sounds like, that are coming up. Let's start talking about Bright Ideas first.
Our Bright Ideas is, it's kind of evolved after the last few years, but it's really took on a life of its own. We have the Beginner Boot Camp. That's going to be June 1st. And this is for youth 8 to 18. And what it is Entrepreneur Academy. So they'll get you started. It's a beginner's boot camp on June 1st. June 2nd, the advanced boot camp. Like I said, this has been going for a little bit now. So we will have some of the kids from last year's and previous years, and they'll be meeting. Also, these are ages 14 to 18, and these are for youth businesses. I'm talking a snow cone business, a jewelry business. These kids get involved in. And then on June 8th, there'll be a workshop. This we issue these kids business licenses. We help with logo designs, branding, advertising, customer service, business plans, the whole works. Then on June 30th will be the business pitch review. It's kind of like the Shark Tank. And when they go in and they present, there is a group of judges. And when this gets all said and done, there's thousands of dollars in cash awards. There's pizza every meeting that we have. So like I said, June 1st, June 2nd, June 8th, and June 30th, there's going to be some free pizza. July 13th is going to be the actual Shark Tank, where they will pitch, and there's going to be money. So it's a fun month-long thing. And then we can circle back to July 21st and 22nd. There's going to be a paleo camp at the museum. That's ages 8 to 12, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch is served there, too.
And that will be at the Museum of the San Rafael there in Castledale. Circling back to the Bright Ideas, if kids are interested in this, who do they need to contact? What do they need to do? Can you kind of steer them as far as through City Hall, or is there actually somebody that they can contact that can help them out, too?
There is emerychamber.com is where you register. And if they do have any other problems, they always can call Castledale, and we'll find an answer somewhere for them.
And get that taken care of. Now, was this the same event that then during your big celebration in the summertime, they were allowed to set up booth space and stuff and sell their products?
Yes, it was. And not only were they allowed to set up booth place and sell products at Castledale, it was also at Peach Days. It was at Heritage Days. So these kids get a lot of business experience during this.
So everything's good. Everything, and it's all about the kids, and that gets them amped up and ready and gives them something to do during the summertime.
Absolutely. We just had one of last year's three winners went to a state competition where she was awarded another $1,000.
And that's great. And you're just fostering that and, you know, the entrepreneurship and getting these kids in the right mindset and everything like that. So that sounds like that's a lot of fun. And, you know, as I said, you've always got great things going on over there in Castledale during the spring and summer months.
Oh, thank you. We try.
All right. So now we've talked about that stuff. Let's talk about the one that everybody is thinking about, and that's water. And the water situation, you know, we're waiting to see. It doesn't look that great. But, you know, we've been there, and we did this last year. And I would say that if we do more of what we did last year, we should be okay. And so let's talk about the water and how things are going in Castledale as far as that is concerned.
Well, Castledale's not going to be any different than any of the other cities in our desert Aran area. Last year, without any restrictions put on, other than watering twice a week, we asked our citizens, can you tighten up your belts? And they was, without any kind of major restrictions, able to tighten up 30% from what we normally use, because we track this water. And we're just hoping for that same pride and help from everybody that we can get through this. So if we can tighten that belt up a little bit, I know that there's several citizens here in Castledale that are actually doing away with their lawns and looking at xeriscape, which plants will put out some shade but still not let it heat up so much and use a lot less water. And I really appreciate that effort, because when you go up there and look at those lakes, Joes Valley in particular, it's a long ways from even hitting the boat ramp.
Yeah, definitely. So you've got to look at things like that. Xeriscaping is a great way to do your lawn, and it takes that and takes water out of the equation, because yeah, it's going to be tight. And the other thing that's about it, that we, when we talk about things like this, is we don't even know how long it's going to take us to get back to even.
And that's the truth. There's a lot of holes up there that are almost empty right now. So even with a couple really great years, it's going to take a while to get these lakes back up where they was.
So once again, and you know, you spoke to it, and every time I talk to a city official, a county official, and we talked about last year, and they were just, it was hats off to everybody last year for the effort that they put out to kind of make it through what we did. And you know what? And I'm sure the citizens of Castledale were the same way last season.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to this year. Sometimes the state thinks that they've got better ideas or how to hold back the water. But I'm going to tell you what, locally here, we knock it out of the park, and I'm proud of everybody.
And that's all that you need to do, and that's what you need to worry about, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody just doing a little bit and taking part in it. Well, Mayor Van Wagner, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We appreciate it. And we're going to touch base with you again in, probably about a month. And we'll be talking about a whole nother different slate of things going on in Castledale.
You betcha. Castledale Days and Rodeo are right around the corner. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. That's Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale City talking to us about all the great things going on and coming up in Castledale. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.